This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, who represents the 8th Congressional District in the Lone Star State. He's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he's also the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. We want to get his reaction to House Democrats saying they have no intention of passing a formal budget resolution. And there's also talk now of a middle-class tax increase, at least reducing the president's threshold for who should qualify for a tax increase down to $200,000. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to have you back with us. And given your position on these committees and just how you understand these issues, what explanation have you and other members of Congress been given for why the Democrats are not going to put forth a resolution, which has obviously been what's happened every year, except 1974.
Yeah, it's been 40 years since the House hasn't even bothered to put a budget forward. And the answer, Greg, is they tell us they don't want to take tough votes. A budget is all about priorities and projections, priorities of how your tax dollars ought to be spent, and projections about what our financial condition is. They don't want to take tough votes on what looks like will be a trillion-dollar deficit again for this year, and projecting forward $10 trillion of new debt over the next decade. They've decided the American public is frightened by this deficit spending. They don't want to be criticized for it, so they're going to avoid any vote they can that puts them in the position of having to support the president's budget.
Congressman, obviously the American people are pretty well aware of how badly in debt we are and the record deficits we're running. What do they fear? What do you think would be the impact of the American people seeing specifically how much the deficit's running and exactly what they're planning to spend money on?
Well, you know, you're right. You know, the public isn't shocked by this. They already know how deep we are in debt. They want some answers on how we're going to get out of debt and back to a balanced budget. And I think the Democrats believe that by avoiding the issue and just deeming the budget, just saying this is what the budget's going to be, they can avoid all that. But I can tell you back home and across this country, I don't think the public's going to let them get this pass. You know, I think they're going to demand accountability. And I think if they will demand it now, or they'll demand it on Election Day in November.
Congressman, you used a word we haven't heard since they were trying to figure out the rule for the health care debate, and that's deeming the budget passed. Back then, of course, they had the idea, they didn't end up using it, but they were going to pass the reconciliation plan, and by approving that, they would deem the Senate version of health care reform passed. What is happening right now when they say that they're deeming this resolution passed?
It is, for most people, it's almost hard to conceive that they just proclaim the budget numbers to be passed. They don't vote on it. They don't, you know, lay out a budget for $3 trillion of spending and where it will go. They just say, here are four or five numbers we're going to use for the year with no explanation of it. And I think, again, for most Americans, you know, you don't handle your family budget that way. You certainly don't handle your business budget that way. So for the federal government to conduct itself that way is just irresponsible, and I think most people understand that.
Congressman, you mentioned the political cost of putting the budget out there in specific numbers, but you made the case just a moment ago that this shows that the Democrats aren't even going to try and get more fiscally responsible. How big of a political issue do you expect that to be this fall?
I think it is the number one issue. Besides, you know, what folks talk to me most about, their concerns are the jobs and the economy, spending, and how deep it's going to put us into debt, and what a drag will be on our economy, and the health care bill, which, you know, each day we learn more and more about how it'll drive the prices up, and of course now the oil spill. But that debt and deficit keeps people awake, because they know they couldn't sustain their own family with that type of debt. They know the country can't sustain it, and they're always worried too, who's going to pay for all this? Who's going to pay more taxes for this huge government?
We're talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, at about the same time that Steny Hoyer announced that there wasn't going to be a formal budget resolution this year, he also mentioned that he believes the current middle-class tax cuts approved by Congress about a decade ago under President Bush are unsustainable, and that at some point, relatively soon, those in the middle class will probably see higher taxes. What did you make of that?
Yeah, this is more bad news for families. What they basically said in Congress is, you know, the Congress isn't bound by the president's campaign promise of not taxing families under $250,000. That's true because Congress has already raised taxes a number of times on families, middle-class families. It's the first time they've actually said, you know, that's not our promise. We can't keep tax relief for middle-class families because we've spent it all. I mean, that was the admission that Steny Hoyer made. And what that means is families need to be very careful here between now and November and even afterwards. There will continue to be a push for higher taxes, letting the Bush tax relief expire, which for most families in America, if that goes away, you raise your taxes by about $3,000 a year. And I can tell you, for most families in America, they can't afford a $3,000 hit on top of everything else that's going on around them.
And Congressman, one of the things we heard yesterday also from Steny Hoyer, and this goes back to the budget issue, is that he didn't think it was appropriate to do this right now because the president's got this commission that he's appointed, and it should be up to the commission to really determine what the budget ought to be moving forward. How did you respond to that?
That's just irresponsible. I've never heard a leader in Congress say, you know, we don't have to do the budget. Let's turn that over to an unelected group of bureaucrats who sometime later this year or next will give some recommendations on how to get to a balanced budget. And the American public certainly didn't elect their representatives or senators to delegate that decision-making to someone else. This is their tax dollars. This is their budget. This is their debt. And they want to hold us accountable for it. So I guess there's an arrogance that goes with the leadership in Congress these days, that they don't actually have to fulfill their role. They can delegate to someone else, not take the tough votes, not stand up for their own budgets, but I think it's a huge mistake.
Last question for you, Congressman, on a slightly different topic, but it does relate to jobs and the economy. You represent a district near Houston, obviously a key to the energy industry. Your thoughts on yesterday's federal court ruling that would overturn the president's deepwater drilling moratorium?
Well, I think it was exactly appropriate ruling for exactly the same right reasons. It was a huge overstepping and overreaction. And it will turn, if the moratorium continues for 6 months, Greg, it will turn an environmental catastrophe into an economic catastrophe. We will lose tens of thousands of direct jobs, many more than that indirect jobs. We will lose a lot of small and medium-sized businesses who cannot go 6 months without income. And I think the moratorium needs to end. I'm worried about the White House announcing today that they're going to go forward with another type of moratorium. Again, this is a job-killing action, and now that we know the president has loaded his assessment commission with a number of people who have no experience in drilling, in fact, their agenda is to stop U.S. exploration for energy, you know, I think the economy has a lot of things, or people have a lot of things to worry about in the economy.
Congressman, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Greg, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, sir. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.